This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Bob Desautel. Bob, how are you doing today?
Fine, very good.
All right, so to kind of start off, where were you born and what year?
Well, I was born here in Indianapolis in 1944, have lived at the same premises right across the street from St. Joan of Arc until I was married in 1969.
Okay. And so, obviously, it was your family that got you connected. Is that how you originally connected with the church?
Yes. My mother and father, both Catholic, and they were married in, I'll tell you it this way. They were married in 1930, and they were just wonderful for us. And we had, I have four others. Siblings, so there's five of us in the family plus my parents, and we were very much connected with St. Joan of Arc.
So what's some of the things that your parents did to get involved and that you've done to get involved in the church over the years?
Well, a unique thing, when St. Joan of Arc built its current church, and it opened in the late 20s, my parents were getting ready to get married, and they were the very first couple to be married inside that church on February 8, 1930.
Wow.
So that was the initial connection. They lived on Washington Boulevard, which about 52nd and 52nd Street, something like that. And my mom was a daily communicant, and she would walk. She's a very small lady. She'd walk from 52nd to 42nd, but she told my father, I'm walking too far. Can we live a little closer to St. Joan of Arc? Long story short, that related into finding a home directly across the street from St. Joan of Arc, about a 45-degree angle, at 4232 Central. And we moved in there, and all of our family went to school at St. Joan of Arc. I went to Cathedral. My sister went to St. Agnes Academy. My brothers went to Cathedral. So there was a big connection with the church, big connection with St. Joan of Arc. We knew the pastor, the original pastor at St. Joan of Arc, and we're very, very close to them, and the other priest. And during that time, all of us, all of the boys that grew up, we were older boys, and it was a very, very close connection. And, of course, we all went to school there at St. Joan of Arc.
So what are some of your more favorite moments, personally, that kind of as you've grown up? Could be French Market, could be maybe a group you're involved with, but just some of your own personal favorite moments.
Well, I became involved with a number of organizations, including the Sarah Club, and that was a very good memory because we would meet every now and then at St. Joan of Arc. The school and the teachers, which were part of the Sisters of Providence, were very close to us because my older sister is a member of the Sisters of Providence. She's been in the order for, hard to believe, but 60 years, going on 61 years. And she's very, very involved in many different things. So, you know, you had the priest there and the sisters, and, you know, they created a model for you. And St. Joan of Arc at the time, if you can go back to, you know, in the 40s and 50s, and even until about 60, that was probably the premier and furthest north side parish in the city. That was until Immaculate Heart came along, and Christ the King came along, so forth and so on. So it had a major role, major factor, and a major impression on all of us.
Okay. So who would be some of the people that, you know, you'd like to give a little bit of appreciation that have really kind of stood out as pillars to help the church grow over the years?
Well, the Mooney family was a big one. that they had. Another one that was a very good friend, a very, very good friend of mine, has been is the McGowan family. Hugh is my age. We went to school together. The Ingle family, Richard Ingle, he's an accountant, and now he's retired, of course. And there are a lot of people. We had hard to remember all of them. But the Kweisers for another. So, you know, at that point in time, you were really, really neighbors. And a very short story is that as I was growing up and I had friends, we had a basketball court in our backyard. Actually, it was just attached to the garage, a separate garage. So I started a three-on-three basketball tournament called the DBY, Desitel's Backyard, in 1958, and we ran it. That was when we were in eighth grade, and we had it every year until 1969, which was the year that I got married. So it was one thing of, first of all, having friends, keeping friends, and doing things with friends, and it's all related to the neighborhood of St. Joan of Arc.
That's great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, no, except I'm very appreciative of that area. I go back to St. Joan of Arc periodically. I'm in St. Pius, the 10th parish, but we go back, and they've done some nice renovation to that church, major renovation. Father Guy had to raise a lot of money, but new flooring, and they painted the entire church. You can, I mean, the setup to paint that church was incredible.
Right.
All of that stuff, but I'm sure other people have talked about that. But they've retained the look and the feel, and I can still remember during the week where my mother would sit on the left-hand side about six rows back where she would go to Mass and go to Communion. So you remember those things, and fortunately I'm honored and blessed to have had the church in St. Pius specifically that provided a wonderful background and an education for me to help make my life growing up so wonderful. So I'm very, very appreciative.
Okay. Well, Bob, I really appreciate your time today as well.
You're
going to be able to hear a lot of the different parishioners kind of tell their tales at voicesofstjoanofarc.com. So there's a lot already up. I think it's like over 30 at this point. And we're going to just keep going. And you'll also be able to download, like, for instance, Carl Henn. We were able to interview him and a few weeks before he was admitted to hospice. But we still got about 11 minutes of him talk about his favorite memories. So any of the ones...
Carl's a great guy, and his brother Gene... I worked at American Fletcher National Bank, where I worked for many years, and was very important to that organization.
Right. Well, again, I really appreciate your time. If you could just stay on the line, I'm going to close this one out.
Okay, I forgot to mention the great Monsignor Bosler, who was the pastor, so he was amazing.
Okay, well, thank you. All right, stay on the line.
Thank you.